Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies, Honorable Audience. Poverty and hunger are major challenges of today's world. Sustainable agricultural politics in all countries are critical to ensure food security at regional and international level. Urgent actions in order to ensure world food security governance are needed, alongside coordinated implementation and efficient monitoring. We have gathered here to find the right responses to poverty and hunger so that every person in the world would enjoy the right to food. Republic of Moldova supports the Declaration of food, on Food Security on this, of this summit. We like to support the United Nations Organizations for Food and Agriculture in targeting the main goal, world food security. Republic of Moldova is facing important political changes. In this context, we are asking donor community to increase its official development assistance for the agriculture in our country and all countries in need, so that food security shall not be hampered by global food crisis. Investments in rural infrastructure and facilitation of access of rural population to agricultural inputs, as well as in use of high-yielding varieties, are crucial to boost agricultural production. Besides sustainable agricultural and economic policies, farmers do need more finances to cope with today's difficult times. Half of the country's population work in agriculture, and 40% of exports belong to agri-food products. However, we are constrained by international financing organizations, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, to reduce the share of agriculture and national budget expenditures for the next years. We believe it is not the right time for farmers to lose their jobs and thus their incomes. We strongly support creation of an early reaction system for natural disasters or conflict crises. Republic of Moldova is ready to participate in its management committee so that measures at country level addressed to food insecurity crisis are well defined and implemented. Republic of Moldova supports the increase of private investments in agriculture built on partnership. Transfer of modern technologies is most important to facilitate development of domestic markets and thus high employment. We shall work to improve the policy frameworks so that investors get return on their investments. All farmers in the world have the right to earn incomes comparable with earnings from other sectors of economy. There should be no constraint for agricultural production at local, regional and international level. Republic of Moldova pledges for opening of new markets for agricultural and food products. The access to the European Union markets must be ensured, especially for the countries which are part of European neighborhood policy. It is true, Republic of Moldova is suffering most in the region of import blocking measures. Republic of Moldova is facing great difficulties to sell goods, which led to the deterioration of agriculture trade balance. For this reason, we would appreciate very much the inclusion of economic agents from Moldova to participate to tenders organized by FIO. Undertaking joint efforts in order to conclude as soon as possible the Doha round of multilateral trade negotiation, which we hope will lead to trade liberalization and elimination of trade barriers. Furthermore, our country is very much concerned that the results of the Doha work program could deepen existing inequalities in the bound tariffs of members and other imbalances in the rights and obligations of World Trade Organization members. We hope that the outcome of the Doha round should help the peoples of our countries to attain a higher standard of living and a level of development that could be sustained over time. Republic of Moldova is trying hard to implement food quality and safety standards. We consider essential to develop links between all actors in the food chain. However, there is a strong need of support and strengthening national capacities to ensure qualitative and safe production for national consumers, as well as need EU and international requirements for international trade. Climate change has affected the Republic of Moldova tremendously in the last years. Extreme weather conditions like drought, flood, and hail have been more and more frequently affecting the agriculture of the country. Farmers have lost their production dramatically, and agricultural productivity was reduced impressively. Republic of Moldova calls for increase of investment to undertake efficient adaptation measures as a development of irrigation, improved land management, development of adapted crop varieties and livestock breedings, as well as setup of early warning system. We have been most affected in the region by the climate changes, food security being jeopardized on all levels. Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies, finally, we support very much Global Partnership for Agriculture and Food Security and consider it crucial for world food security in these difficult times of global crisis. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, sir.